If you had looked at the Georgia Department of Education's website earlier this week, you would have learned that Georgia was about to strike the word evolution from its biology curriculum. On the website, school superintendent Kathy Cox stated that, quote, "The unfortunate truth is that evolution has become a controversial buzzword that could prevent some from reading the proposed biology curriculum comprehensive document with multiple scientific models woven throughout. We don't want the public or our students to get stuck on a word when the curriculum actually includes the most widely accepted theories for biology," unquote. That proposal to take the word evolution out of the curriculum and replace it with the phrase biological changes over time met with heavy and swift criticism. Former President Jimmy Carter said in a statement, quote, "As a Christian, a trained engineer and a scientist, and a professor at Emory University, I am embarrassed by Superintendent Kathy Cox's attempt to censor and distort the education of Georgia's students," unquote. Some conservatives also criticized the proposal. "If you're teaching the concept without the word, what's the point?" said Representative Bobby Franklin, a Republican quoted by the Associated Press. "It's stupid. It's like teaching gravity without using the word gravity," he said. Well, yesterday, Cox reversed her decision and decided to keep the word evolution in the curriculum, choosing to avoid, according to school superintendent Cox, quote, "a bigger controversy." Well, Georgia was not really breaking any new ground here nationally. Five states, Florida, Illinois, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Oklahoma, all have no reference to evolution in their state school curriculums, according to the National Center for Science Education. And the proposed model curriculum for the state of Ohio's school system calls continental drift a hypothesis. This hour, the continuing battle over teaching evolution in school. What do you think? Give us a call. Our number is 1-800-989-8255. 1-800-989-TALK. Is your school district wrestling with that issue? What do you think about it? Let me introduce my guests. Dr. Eugenie Scott is the director of the National Council for Science Education. She joins us from her office in Oakland. Thanks for taking time to talk with us, Dr. Scott.
Glad to be here. Hi, Ira.
Hi. Dr. Lawrence Krauss is the Ambrose Swayze Professor of Physics and Chairman of the Physics Department at Case Western Reserve. He's also the Director of the Center for Education and Research in Cosmology and Astrophysics. He joins us by phone from Cleveland. Welcome back to Science Friday, Larry.
It's always great to be here.
Dr. Scott, sounds like more of the same.
Yep, afraid so. And actually, it was interesting to listen to Superintendent Cox's rationale for dropping the E-word. The same argument was made in Illinois and Kentucky when the idea of teaching evolution by name was proposed. The powers that be in both of those two states thought it would just be easier for the teachers if they didn't have to mention the E-word. Of course, that's unfortunately very, very backward, because the most important thing about putting the word evolution into the standards is that that means the topic will be taught. I don't know if you are familiar with the No Child Left Behind law, which was the big education bill passed a couple of years ago. Teachers are calling it the No Child Left Untested law because it requires tests be given to students early and often, and also exit exams for high school graduation. What the whole business about writing state education standards is about is so that the exit exams will be based on something. If evolution is not in the standards, it's not going to be in the exit exams. If it's not in the exit exams, it's not going to be taught, which is why anti-evolutionists, creationists, have targeted state science standards for the last several years.
Mm-hmm. Just want to let everybody know that we did invite a representative from the Georgia Department of Education to join us, but they declined to send anybody. But as I said before, this is down in a state, and maybe in Illinois or Florida. But you hear like states like Illinois and Missouri, other places like that, also have laws that are attacking evolution.
Actually, when you made your introductory comments here, you left out Minnesota.
I left
another
out
another Bible Belt state.
Tell us, right.
Right, but, you know, now, Minnesota is undergoing the process of establishing its science education standards. The draft standards were prepared by a committee of master teachers and some scientists, and are really pretty you know, straightforward, and they treat evolution in an appropriate fashion for these high school level teaching. However, there's a great deal of pressure, unfortunately, by the superintendent of education. And the standards have actually right now gone into a black hole. They've disappeared into the state legislature, and who knows what changes are going to be made when they finally emerge. But there's great pressure in Minnesota, as well as in some other states, and Lawrence can certainly speak to this, from the intelligent design flavor of creationism. What tends to happen in not just in Ohio and Georgia and Minnesota and some other states that we could mention, but the first effort is to try to get evolution out of the standards. When that fails, then they try to put something else in, like creationism or intelligent design. When that fails, their fallback position is, well, if we can't teach evolution and balance it with intelligent design or creationism of some sort, let's teach evolution and balance it with the evidence against evolution.
And what's wrong with that? Well, what's wrong with letting the kids see and use the scientific method to compare the two?
But what evidence against evolution is there? I assure you that if you go to colleges and university libraries and pull out science journals like Nature and Science and Bioscience and others, you know, general science journals in which professional research is published, you can look for a long time to find any article that doubts whether evolution has taken place. There are no data that disprove that the universe has cumulatively changed through time. And evolution, people tend to think, oh, evolution means man evolved from monkeys, but evolution is a very basic idea in the biological sciences, also the geological sciences, and even in astronomy. Astronomy is an evolutionary science.
Mm-hmm. Lawrence?
Well, you know, in fact, yeah, I think it's a good place to jump in, because the interesting thing is, even when you think you've won the battle, then you have to be very careful about who your elected officials are. In Ohio, last year, for the first time in history, Ohio inserted the word evolution in high school biology classes and in science standards. We worked very, very hard for that. At the same time, unfortunately, they also included a statement which just sounds innocuous enough, which is that students should be taught how scientists are continuing to critically examine the theory, which in principle sounds very nice. Of course, many of us were concerned by the fact that, of course, that's true for any theory. We're continually critically examine general relativity and Newton's laws and basically every scientific theory. So, in any case, we thought that was it. But then what happens is that now the Board of Education is developing a model curriculum based on those standards, and unfortunately, there are elected officials, much like, I believe, Ms. Cox in Georgia, who are clearly creationists. One of them in Ohio here, Michael Cochran, who's chair of the Model Curriculum Committee, what he's essentially done is taken these lessons and turned them in to intelligent design or creationist diatribes. In fact, one of the model lessons that I recently wrote an op-ed about that I was very upset about requires students to debate against evolution, requires some of the students to take old ideas which are known to be wrong and try and defend them, which I don't think is fair to do to any grade 10 student. But the other thing that I think is really worrisome about all of this is, you know, these people can claim they're interested in science, and we just want to, after all, present all of the scientific ideas, and they would argue that these clearly discredited ideas are scientific, but you notice in both Georgia and in Ohio, at the same time as getting rid of evolution, in Georgia, they said they're going to scale back ideas about the age of the Earth. In Ohio, in this model curriculum, it specifically tells teachers that there is no requirement to assign any age to the solar system, and it's thus at the teacher's discretion to omit or include any information for or against, whatever that means. And what that is telling me is that these people clearly aren't interested in science, because they may have convinced many of the public that evolution is controversial in spite of the fact that in the scientific community it isn't. But most of the public realize the Earth isn't 10,000 years old. It's 4.5 billion years old along with the Sun. But these same people are trying to insert arguments against an old Earth and an old Sun at the same time as they're trying to counter evolution, and that indicates to me that what they're really doing is trying to argue in favor of fundamentalism, and they cannot claim that they're scientific. In fact, when we objected recently to this ridiculous lesson against evolution, Cochran referred to myself and a colleague, a biologist from my university, as the kooks from Cleveland.
All right, let's go to let me go to the phones. To John in Jacksonville, Florida. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, you know, it seems that everyone is confused with this issue. If they would just read what the Bible say, God created, if you want to call it evolution, he said, let the sea bring forth after its kind. And then he spoke about the earth and said, let it bring forth after its kind. So it doesn't give anyone any escapism to try to preach evolution. Sounds like to me, according to the Bible, it is evolution. It was simply ordered by God.
Well, John makes a very good point. If you go to a Catholic high school, you're going to be taught evolution. It's the public high schools that have the problem with it.
Exactly. The Pope has come out in favor of saying that evolution really happened, and there's no controversy here in terms of a conflict between evolution and religion, none whatsoever.
Yeah, Christian religion does include the idea of what's called theistic evolution, which was what John was briefly describing, that God creates through evolution. Many Christians accept this. It's actually a minority of Christians that have such a difficult time with reconciling evolution with their religious views.
John, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
1-800-989-8255. So where do these attacks on evolution stand now? Are they being sorted out? Do you see any victories here?
Well, I mean, I think we're trying to in fact publicize what is happening with this model curriculum, because what happened is, again, after the success, all the news stories stopped about this, and the Board of Education, in fact, has refused to release many of their model curricula until just before, in principle, votes on this. And people have to realize that the key thing, I think, now to realize is that often school board elections are not highly followed by the public. But these individuals can, and in the case of Ohio, there are a number of key people, and I'm happy that Mr. Cochran is up for re-election in Franklin County in the fall, because I certainly hope the voters will realize that the only way to be ensured that you have people who are not viewing science as the enemy determining the standards for your students is to elect people who, in fact, are honest about the fact that they care about exposing your kids to the wonders of the universe instead of shielding them from them.
Dr. Scott, how do you deal with the argument that people say that evolution is only a theory and therefore it deserves to be challenged?
Absolutely. Evolution is a theory, just like gravitation. What people have to understand is that the word theory is a term of art in science. It means explanation. And it is a theory is the soundest and best supported explanation we have. So I've got no objection to calling evolution a theory, as long as you call all other scientific theories theories as well. But of course, in the general public, the word theory means guess or hunch. Well, I have a theory about the Super Bowl or Janet Jackson's breast or whatever. The word theory, though, is extremely important in science, and evolution is an exquisitely well-supported theory.
It's very well tested for 100 years, and over 100 years, the best theories are the ones that satisfy the tests of experiments, and moreover, make predictions that can be tested. And that's one of the wonderful things about evolution, as Newton's law of gravity, and as the Big Bang, and as continental drift. But not as, in fact, as intelligent design, which is a number of people in Ohio have been trying to counter should be taught, because as of yet it makes no predictions whatsoever. And, very few predictions it has made that have been discredited, but in general it's a very vague notion because it hasn't been vetted by scientists.
All right, I'd like to thank, we've run out of time, I'd like to thank both of you for taking time to talk with us. Dr. Eugenie Scott, Director of the National Council for Science Education. Thank you.
National Center for Science Education.
National Center for Science Education. I'll always screw up one name during science, right?
It happened in the last radio show I did, too, so don't worry about it.
Well, at least we're consistent.
That's right. Fine right, then.
Dr. Lawrence Krauss, the Ambrose Swayze Professor of Physics and Chairman of the Physics Department at Case Western Reserve University, and also Director of the Center for Education and Research in Cosmology and Astrophysics. I hope I got that.
You got it right.
Thank you both for taking time to talk with us today. We'll see you later.
Take care.
You're welcome.
We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Brian Green. His new book is out. We'll talk about, the universe, cosmology, string theory, black holes. It's your chance to ask the experts, so stay with us. We'll be right back.